Here's another sample collateral progress note for a child or adolescent. So the note includes the 90887 collateral code. Again, the appointment duration is 0 face-to-face and other time is 31 minutes, which includes the travel time, the time it took to conduct the session, as well as the note writing time. So the goal is verbatim from the client treatment plan. It states that the client will increase compliant behaviors, and it includes the examples here from 0 times a week to 3 times a week. In the intervention section in blue phrases, we highlight the active interventions that tie directly back to the treatment goal. Note that staff travel to the client's school for this service, which is noted in this section as well as accounted for in other time at the top of the note. As with collateral services, the interventions are directed at the significant support person while always documenting how this will ultimately help the client make progress in his or her goal. The black bolded statement points out how the discussion in that session with Mr. Gomez will be implemented in the classroom and recommendations provided by the staff. So in blue, you see that the staff inquired about the frequency that the client is exhibiting compliant behaviors in the classroom. There's discussion devised regarding a reward system that will target positive behaviors, and it includes examples such as completing assignments or following directions. Here it also states that due to the client's continued involvement in peer conflicts on a daily basis, recommended that the client be seated towards the front of the class to assist with eliminating this behavior. So here we see how something that we've been working on in sessions, we are implementing or helping the teacher implement in his classroom in order to improve the client's behavior. Also, it states that the staff modeled and role-played appropriate communication skill, such as making I statements and maintaining eye contact, and discussed how the teacher may be able to utilize these skills. So once again, skills that we're working on are addressed in this session with the teacher, and we include the examples related to these communication skills and how the teacher may be able to utilize these in their own classroom. In the response section in purple are the progress statement and functional impairment statements. So the client exhibits compliant behaviors approximately once a week. So it's very little progress, but it is progress, and we want to make sure we note this. These behaviors place consumer or the client at risk of suspension still. So here it states that the client is exhibiting defiance and instigating peer conflicts. So although she's making some improvement, there are still some negative behaviors that are taking place, and it is placing her at risk of suspension. So that is her continued impairment. So again, please take a moment to read this note in its entirety in order to see how we are demonstrating a collateral service with a client's teacher.